Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome back to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez. My guest today is Lily Garcia Catala, and she just published a book that I highly recommend.
Y sigo fluyendo. 40 herramientas para celebrar la vida, which was my celebration of my 40 years in the media.
In the communications. And it's each one of these articles, some of them are just, some of them are a lot of fun, but they all have a message. And highly recommend you get it. This is her ninth book.
Yep.
Right back, and started in what, 2001?
2001 was La Caja de Herramientas, my toolbox.
And then the second Caja de Herramientas.
Right. A few compilations of the columns, and then other books about other topics.
Pinky has, and I read the first couple, but then a couple of them there, I haven't, they sound really, really interesting. So what I wanted to move on the, you know, we had the flow, and I want to and make sure this program flows.
And the
second one was time, and there was a statement by Buddha, and you've done a lot of, what did I do with my, okay, there was a statement by Buddha, and he was asked, you know, what is the most important criteria, and you've done a lot of.
I've been practicing Buddhist for more than 20 years. Yes,
and he said that time was the most critical. Let me see if I have this. He says, once a man asked Buddha, "What is the biggest mistake we make in life?" And the Buddha looked at him with calm eyes and replied, "The biggest mistake is that you think you have time."
You have time.
The man fell silent. Buddha continued. Life is slipping through your fingers moment by moment. You wait for the right time to be kind, the perfect day to forgive, the next chance to love, but time waits for no one. And then he pointed to the following river. Look at the river, you know, and it goes on. But basically, you know, that came out. And then there's a...
We always think we have time. It's true.
Yeah. And then in your book, page 125. Lend me your book. 125.
125. Here we go.
Very end.
Wait. Aquí está. Espérate.
At the 125, and I'm going to say it in Spanish. Si bien es cierto que el tiempo no pasa en vano, nos toca a cada uno escoger si nos enfocamos en llorar lo que se lleva, lo que el tiempo se lleva, o si celebramos lo que nos deja. Yo decido escoger todos los días reconocer y agradecer lo que tengo en vez de añorar lo que he perdido. Aceptar y valorar mi realidad me hace más fuerte y feliz siempre. And this is the last appears, and then this is after the articles on death. And
yes,
translated, if it's true that time passes in vain, it touches us and to just choose, you know, what we should focus on, and crying on what has been taken, that time has taken from us, or in celebrating what time has left us. I decide to choose all of the days to recognize and be grateful for what I have instead of pining away for what I have lost. I accept and value the reality that makes me stronger and more happy.
Feliz
siempre. So this goes very much with the Buddha. So this is kind of a Buddha.
Yeah, it's a combination of living the moment. And not wasting time. Not wasting time. And not wasting time doesn't mean to be in a rush all the time. It's not wasting time on what should be your priorities.
The problem with time, and it's so precious, is the most precious thing we have, is that sometimes we want to. And I think you suffer a little bit, type A. You want
definitely.
You want to crowd too many things at the same time, and not leave enough time to relax and to enjoy.
Multitasking.
In this balance, it is so difficult. With us, as the mistake is, we think we have, you know, infinite time ahead of us. So this balance of of making sure that we enjoy each moment and we're conscious of how critical and valuable time is. And yet, at the same time, we got to be careful that we're not always producing, because yes, we have to at times relax and enjoy the time. And there's in various of your articles, this is a thing that
it's called living in mindfulness. I have struggled with it. Last year I did a Camino de Santiago, and that was a great experience. I remember when I wrote about it, which is in the book, the column I wrote about it, I left La Prisa, hastiness, mm-hmm, at home.
Mm-hmm.
It stayed in Puerto Rico. I mean, I was one of the last to get to every meeting place,
uh-huh,
every hotel. I didn't care.
Yeah,
I just wanted to enjoy the road. I mean, there were people there that were going as fast as they could, but I didn't care to do it. I'm in a rush every day because, I mean, thank God, at 67, I still, I'm doing a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working a lot. So I'm almost always in a rush to get somewhere. And that's another of the things that I want to learn how to flow this year. Be more conscious of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not take up so much and learn, mm-hmm, to say no. Which is one of the things that is very difficult for me.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a fantastic article, and I recommend it. It came out in El Nuevo Día on the 4th of January, and it's Hacer las Paces con el Tiempo.
Con el Tiempo.
It's by Sonia Yvette Vélez, who was an ex-judge, and it's one of the best articles I have read in a long time. And basically, she's similar to what Lily the quotation I gave from, much better in Spanish than my rough, very translation, but very, very similar. That as one of the benefits of aging, which we're going to discuss, is you've put more in perspective how critical time is, and you have a better sense of where your values are in terms of, mm-hmm, utilizing time to your benefit. But I have here one sentence. I mean it's one paragraph. She says, reconciliarse con el tiempo es hacer las paces con la edad.
Mm-hmm.
Dejar de medirnos con lo que fuimos o por lo que creíamos que seríamos y comenzar a valorarnos por lo que somos ahora. Cada etapa trae su propio compás, su belleza, sus límites y sus posibilidades. Resistir ese ritmo genera angustia. Aceptarlo produce una seriedad profunda,
uh-huh,
y el asombro de lo que aún somos capaces. La edad no es una pérdida de valor, sino una transformación de la forma en que habitamos la vida. So basically, she says reconciling with time is what brings peace as we age, and we can't be fighting
it.
We lost,
fighting
and we
aging.
Can't be pining for what we hope will be different. We got to live with the moment and resist the anguish of suffering with what we in quote lost. And celebrating what we get,
right,
which is almost
another
way of saying what you have
said. What I'm saying, embrace our limitations, because there are limitations, obviously. There are things that we can't do now or shouldn't be doing now that we did, mm-hmm, maybe 20 years ago. But celebrating that we're here,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
because the option is not being here. And we are here, and the definition of aging in the past 10, 15 years has changed totally. I work with one of my hats is as an influencer with a medical advantage group. And when I go to events with people my age and a lot older, I just admire their happiness, their resiliency, they're willing to party, to, mm-hmm, learn new things.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not the image of aging I had when I was in my 30s.
Right, right.
I thought, well, When I get to 50, I'm doomed. That's it. It's bye-bye world. But no, you know, I always say now, I don't even know what I'm going to be when I grow up because there's so many things I still want to learn. I see people around me like you. I mean, what was the last time you ran a triathlon or something?
Well, I run them all the time.
Okay. So,
I did it.
I mean, I can never do that, but I can do a 5K,
last
but walking.
Week I ran, but I mean, I do it on my own. I run on my, I'm going to have again this year.
How old are you?
I'm 81 going on.
You know, okay. April. So thank you.
and for my 82nd, I'm going to do again, three triathlons, 3 days. I mean, hopefully, God willing, three at triathlons, 3 days. Consecutive days.
Wow.
And reaching 82 miles. And
okay.
So, you know, divide, it'll be like 24 miles per day, biking, then 3.5 miles running, and you know, about a,
of course, you've been doing this all your life.
Well, not the triathlon, but doing exercise.
But you're doing exercise all your life. But I can't do that. I can walk anywhere,
yeah.
But not running or biking. But I mean, it's admirable at your age that you can do that still.
We're moving into the age thing, but I sort of want to, in terms of taking advantage of time and that,
time.
There's another. Another statement she has, which I really love, and it says, es reconocer que no todo depende de nosotros.
Okay, it's recognized that not everything
no
depends.
Se aceleran,
right.
Y respuestas que llegan cuando tienen que llegar.
Right.
Eso es sabiduría.
Mm-hmm.
So it's recognizing that not everything depends on us.
Nope.
That there are processes that accelerate and answers that take time in arriving. This is wisdom. Again, this is flow.
Yeah.
This is being willing to that's it.
Things just come when they, there's a divine order to me, to everything.
See.
And things come when they come. But when you're younger, you're more desperate for answers.
Right.
And to rush things. Right. I have to get from A to F. And sometimes I remember when I was starting as a reporter, I wanted to do radio. I tried and I tried and nothing happened. Suddenly, I had 16 years of a career in morning radio out of the blue when I never expected it to come.
That was what, an hour and a half program?
No, it was 4 hours actually.
4 hours yeah, every morning?
From 6 to 10.
I remember, I mean, I listened a lot,
yeah.
But basically commuting.
With Bizcocho and Jan Ruiz.
And
I started with Roque Jose Gallard. We were together for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that. Four hours. Well, usually we taped the last one while on breaks.
Okay.
So we could leave early.
Yeah.
But it's usually from 6 to 10. So you have to wake up at 5 in the morning.
Wow.
And I mean, there's still, now there are cameras in every studio over there. Later, we did have cameras, but I didn't care. No makeup, you know? It's just, you go on your exercise clothes.
And in one article, I don't remember which one, but you said that your favorite is
media.
Radio.
Yes, is radio.
Why radio over theater, over
well, in the mass media.
TV, you've been in all of that. And,
yeah.
Okay, why radio?
Theater is something else. I mean, theater, anything that I do that's live, either theater or motivational speaking, I love that. But of the media, per se, definitely radio because it's the more intimate one.
Really?
Yes. It's more intimate than television. It's when you interview somebody on radio and TV, you can do the same interview with the same person, and they're two different interviews. Because as long as there are cameras there, the person changes.
Really?
There's a wall. You know, there's like, you know, how do I look or where are they going to see my face? Of course, every radio station, almost every, has radio cameras now. I mean, TV cameras, but it's not the same thing. Mm-hmm. When you're on radio, you're on radio, and people can listen to you everywhere.
Yeah, well, there isn't, and it's easier to record and have the person access the recording.
And if you're doing live radio, like we did in the mornings, which was a talk show, so you talk to the audience all the time, that intimacy you can't recreate that on mm-hmm. TV. There's no way. I mean, TV is more powerful because it has the image. So marketing-wise, for you as a communicator, obviously, but people see you, so you're more marketable.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of kids, I was telling you about younger generations in their 30s and 40s, early 40s, that remember me from when they were little, when they were teenagers, and they would listen to the radio shows that I did because their mom, it was a women's,
so
their moms
them
made
school.
Them listen
as
to,
driving
yeah,
to
as a drive to school.
See, because you were fun, and you used to, yeah, that was just a yeah. fun program.
And they could recognize me for my voice, but they don't know physically who I am.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I love radio.
I remember radio also. I've been, it's now over four years now with
right.
program Reflections, but I had a program in radio also for about two or three years. I don't remember.
Don't always so, yeah. I remember.
But I remember interviewing Manuel Cidre, who mm-hmm. was a Fomento administrator under Pierluisi, and he said, you know, you're really good. You know, you should do this for TV. But I never considered. You know, I've always been happy.
Oh no, staying radio.
Yeah.
Radio.
Well, anyway, so we've gone with time. Let's move. And we're almost running out of time. In fact, we're at the end of it. But we kind of went into aging somewhat. But you know, I'm going to start off with it sometimes gets depressing when people talk this way, but you know, the Maduro's going to be in court, and the judge up to now is a 92-year-old judge, and people are questioning a 92-year judge who has had incredible cases, and people are questioning whether he should take that case. And you know, everybody agrees that he's has the most experience and of these kinds of cases. And there was yesterday.
if I were him, I wouldn't take that case. because...
Well, there was that.
Maybe he wants to, go out with a bang, you know, and after a case like this, it should be so stressful.
Yeah. Well, there was this person who wrote an article in the New York Times, and he was, I think it was CNN, and he was the one who wrote the article, and just saying that, you know, it wasn't appropriate for somebody 92 to take this kind of case. But anyway, it kind of depresses me because there was an article, a couple of articles, but one of them was, and we'll talk about it when we come back after the pause, but one of them is by Robert Friedman. I don't know if you...
Yes, I remember.
But, you know, right. he's...
he just wrote a book.
Wrote at 92.
Yes.
And it's like six novels. And,
right.
And then this person, I don't know if you know him. Como pela, let me see, because I don't know him. Se llama Felito Félix.
Ah, Felito Félix.
Sí.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And he's
come making back a
at
80, comeback.
Come back at 87 after 10 years of grieving. And then Brigitte Bardot died at 91.
I know.
But anyway, we'll talk about aging. We come back and end with death.
Okay.
So this my Lily Garcia Catala is my guest, and this is Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez. We'll be right back after the pause.